This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Karki says government is working sharply to promote good governance. Also stresses need to revitalize South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. Election Commission opens election office of election officer rather for proportional representation system. Sudhir Paschim Royals taking on Biratnagar Kings in NBL qualifier 1 today. And renewed clashes erupted between Thailand and Cambodia over disputed border. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Karki says the current government is not just focused on elections, but is also working sharply to ensure good governance. Speaking at a program on the 22nd International Day Against Corruption at Simhadarabhai today, the Prime Minister noted that the government, founded on the Genji movement's demand for good governance, is taking decisive steps against corruption while continuing its regular work. She added that achieving expected results may take time, but the government will not hesitate to act against corruption, and state mechanisms have already been activated. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Susila Karki has said South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation, SARC, has become an important platform for strengthening mutual trust, fostering understanding and improving the quality of life in South Asia. In a message on the occasion of the 41st SARC Charter Day, the Prime Minister extended greetings and best wishes to the governments and people of all member states. Prime Minister Karki stressed the need to revitalize SARC and make it more dynamic, inclusive, and action-oriented. The Prime Minister said Nepal, as a current chair, is committed to working with all member states in the spirit of cooperation and consensus. Likewise, Prime Minister Karki has instructed government agencies to take swift actions to address long-standing irregularities in the foreign employment sector. In a meeting yesterday with officials from the Labour, Foreign Affairs and Law Ministries, as well as the Department of Foreign Employment, the Prime Minister stressed that protecting Nepali migrant workers from exploitation and unsafe conditions must be a top priority. The Election Commission has opened the office of the election officer for the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March next year. The office has been set up at the Election Commission premises in Kathmandu. Election Commission Secretary Madhav Panth has been appointed as the election officer for the proportional representation system, while Joint Secretary Yogi Prasad Vatrai will serve as assistant election officer. A total of 41 staff members have been deployed for the proportional representation election. Of the 275 House of Representatives members, 165 are elected through the direct system and 110 through proportional representation. The nomination filing for the direct election is scheduled for the 20th of January. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse Authority, CIAA, is conducting separate investigations into three additional issues in the Pokhara Regional International Airport project, following a case already registered in the Special Court over alleged irregularities of 8.36 billion rupees. While 55 people, including politicians and officials, are defendants, in the main case, the CIAA now probing issues related to tax exemptions, hill courting at Chinedara, and the appointment of a consultant. Reports from the Public Accounts Committee and the Office of the Auditor General have questioned tax exemptions of 2.22 billion rupees, 322 million rupees spent on hill courting contrary to agreements, and the consultant's appointment being funded from the authority's budget instead of the project cost. Government spokesperson and communication minister Jagdish Kaurel has said social campaigns on dignified menstruation have been largely ineffective because development partners and NGOs are project-oriented. Speaking at the three-day international learning conference on the 7th International Dignified Menstruation Day yesterday, Minister Khorel emphasized that while the government supports efforts to promote decent menstruation, more continuous campaigns are needed to bring lasting social change. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Fighting between Thailand and Cambodia over a long-disputed border has resumed, with more deaths reported and thousands displaced. According to the BBC, Cambodia says two civilians were killed in overnight shelling by Thai forces, bringing total civilian deaths on its side to 7. Thailand reported at least 3 soldiers killed. Both countries blame each other for the clashes, which have shattered a fragile ceasefire brokered by U.S. President Donald Trump in July. At the time, Trump hailed the agreement as a historic achievement, and Cambodia even nominated him for a Nobel Peace Prize for his role. Thailand and Cambodia have been contesting sovereignty along the 800-kilometer land border for more than a century. At least 30 people have been injured after a magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck northeastern Japan on Monday night, prompting thousands to evacuate their homes. The BBC cited Japan's meteorological agency as saying the quake occurred at midnight at a depth of 50 km, about 80 km off the coast of Aomori Prefecture, they reported. Tsunami warnings, which have now been lifted, were issued, with waves of up to 70 centimeters observed. Some train services have been suspended and around 2,700 homes are without power. Authorities warned that stronger tremors could occur in the coming days and urged residents to stay alert. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi advised citizens to review earthquake preparedness, secure furniture, and evacuate immediately if shaking occurs. Approximately 90,000 residents were ordered to evacuate, and the government had set up a response office at the Prime Minister's Crisis Management Center. Ukraine is preparing to present a revised peace plan to the White House, aiming to avoid territorial consensus to Russia. According to the BBC, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has reiterated that he has no right to surrender Ukrainian land under national or international law. Zelensky made the remarks while meeting European and NATO leaders on Monday as allies seek to prevent a US-backed peace deal that could leave Ukraine vulnerable for future attacks. Now, sports update. Sudhir Pashchim Royals and Biratnagar Kings will face each other today in qualifier 1 of the second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL in Kathmandu. The match will be played at 4 p.m. at the TU International Cricket Stadium. Sudhir Pashchim Royals topped the points table with 6 wins from 7 matches, while Biratnagar finished second with 5 wins. The winner of today's match will directly qualify for the final, while the losing team will get another chance in the eliminator round. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of Kushi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kharki says government is working sharply to promote good governance. Also stresses need to revitalize South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. Election Commission opens Office of Election Officer for Proportional Representation System. Sudhir Pashchim Royals taking on Biratnagar Kings in NPL Qualifier 1 today. And renewed clashes erupt between Thailand and Cambodia over disputed border. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.